I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night was a 2025 star recruit. As of today, he is a 2019 five-star recruit. His father is Rod Hampton. He joins us now. Rod, what's up, man?
What's going down, fellas? What's happening?
Anything new in your world today?
Man, just a little bit.
All right, so let's break all this down, though. And by the way, the entire city of Memphis is listening. Just
yes,
so you
they
know.
Are.
Why now? Because we sort of assumed that this decision, if and when he did declare to reclassify, it would come a little bit later, maybe around July. Why was now the time for RJ to reclassify?
Just his development, man. I mean, he's been putting so much work in, and you know, you guys don't see it, you know. And the guys on the circuit don't see it, or the college coaches don't even see it. But when you see what he's done when he went to USA and what he did this weekend at the EYBL, you know, which is probably far, far away the best circuit right now, he dominated. And, you know, the only thing I told him, I said, what could happen is you could get hurt or you could get bored. And we don't want either one of them. And we're not the one for building up drama. I said, man, let's just, you know, we don't have to pick a college now, but let's just tell guys what we're doing so we can get this out the way. So now instead of, you know, 1-2-a-days, we're going to go 2-3-a-days. We got to get ready because we want to hit the floor, whatever college we go to, running. There's no setback. You don't got to give us no weight program. You don't got to do this. You know, all he's got to do is smell the college campus, smell the college game, and go. You know, I want him to be at least 90% ready for it.
Gotcha. So who are the – because the Final Four – it's still four, but the Final Four has changed. Mm-hmm. Who are the Final Four schools?
Memphis, Kentucky, Kansas, and Texas Tech.
Gotcha. So Duke has come off.
Yeah, Duke – I mean, you know, Duke's a great program, man. And, you know, I think every visit he took when he left, he wanted to sign with the school. Every he went to Duke, he wanted to sign with them. When he left Memphis, oh, man, I want to come to Memphis. Okay, so, you know – he's a kid, so we got to sit back and digest. And it's about roster, man. Duke is going to be a heck of a team, but, you know, for what we're trying to do, they're loaded. And that's part of the business. So there's nothing against us, nothing against Duke. He wouldn't fit there. Mm.
And Evan Daniels was telling us, Dad, and you can confirm for us if true, that you guys had that relationship with Beard already, with Chris Beard and Texas Tech. Pretty good relationship.
Yeah. I just love the way he coached, man. Uh-huh. You know, he gets after it, and that's what I want. He gets after it. He's going to bring the best out of you, or he's going to bring the worst out of you. Either you can handle him or you can't. But he really is a player's coach. And me, myself, I watch the games and just try to see what he's doing, man. He motivates those kids. He's on the front lines with them. And, you know, that's what I love about him and his program.
Gotcha. So what's next? Like, do you guys need to take visits? Now, you've been to, you know, several of these schools, like you mentioned. Are you going to take multiple visits? Like, have you talked about it? What's sort of next?
I mean, we know what Memphis offers as far as the coaching and everything like that. We want to see how their roster winds up, you know. But guess what? I'm just going to show up in Memphis. I'm not going to tell nobody when I'm coming. We're just going to show up in Memphis one day.
Okay.
Yeah. So we coming, but we ain't going to tell them. It's not going to be an official, unofficial. It's going to be on our dime, not the, you know, nothing that the university has to pay for. We just don't show up. We love Memphis.
You like the city. You just want to come maybe Bill Street Music Fest or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You know,
Cardi B will be there this weekend. I don't know if you're into Cardi B. She'll be here.
You know I'm into Cardi B. Come on, dog.
She'll be here this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, we just don't show up. And, you know, being that, you know, my younger son is just 10, wherever RJ goes to school, we're going to move there. So, you know, and we love the city of Memphis, you know. Lawrence, Kansas is a great place, you know. Lexington is a basketball city. So all these are good places that we don't have any problem packing up and moving, and that's going to happen. So the next step is just kind of seeing how the rosters shake out and where we fit in best. I mean, we could have delayed the decision to, you know, June, July, August, but we're going to let everybody know we are in the 2019 class. So it, and it may help some other guys make a decision, or it may help us make a decision, you know.
I got to ask you, Ryan, maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't. What's Memphis told you they expect to have for RJ to join? You know, what are sort of you expecting? Because I got a feeling you kind of have an expectation of what they're going to get.
Well, they got the biggest piece there is, mm-hmm. in James.
Yes, sir.
That's 80% of it right there. I think you get a point guard and some shooters around him. Mm-hmm. You gotta spread the floor. You're gonna have to get some shooters.
If they were making a case, because we've talked about, we had Evan Daniels on, who I know you've spoken with, and we've talked about it. You know, they're close on Precious. They feel close on Lester Quinones. It feels like they're close with your son. If they get all that, you know, you got Evan Daniels, all of us saying they'd be the story in college basketball this year. So if those four schools came to you, the four you're considering, and said, here's our case for winning a national championship, if Memphis and Evan got everything that they thought they were going to get, does Memphis have the best case to win one with your son?
Oh, definitely. I think of those schools, if they can solidify RJ at the point guard, I put my money on that school.
Let's just kind of, if we could, break down, you know, the attraction. Because you only got four. I mean, we got time. So let's just start with Memphis. What would be the attraction to Memphis for RJ?
Like I said, having a big guy in the middle, and just the coaching standpoint of it, making, you know, his ultimate goal is to make it to the NBA. You mean the stuff, the day-to-day rigors that he can learn from Penny, that he can learn from Mike, that he can learn, you know, from all the other coaches, Mad Dog, all those guys, just the everyday coming to work. And, you know, once it's all said and done, he's going to be ahead of that next guy that doesn't have those kind of pro coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get me wrong, it's a college game. It's a college game, and it's coached and played two different ways.
What about Kentucky? What's the attraction there?
It's just being on a big stage every single night and day, and the attraction that what Cal has done with caliber players like RJ. He brings out the best of them, and he launches them into the NBA.
And you've mentioned that they're bringing back Ashton Hagans. You've mentioned that that's not necessarily something that you're afraid of.
No. I think, you know, Ashton's going to be a lot better this year. He was really good last year, but he's going to be a lot better this year. And Ashton's a true point guard. And I just think, you know, he could make RJ better, but in turn, RJ can make him better too.
In terms of timetable, Dad, and we all know we're all sitting back and watching y'all and waiting on y'all, but is this something you foresee maybe with your gut is happening in the next few weeks? Is it something you think with the school maybe you wait till the summer to pick?
We're more than likely going to wait till the summer to pick, but like I said, we said that then. We pray on everything,
yes, sir.
And when it's right and when the table is set, why wait?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Is it a relief? I mean, I feel like the last time we talked to you, I think we all kind of came away with it thinking, listen, they're just, you know, I think you meant the way you put it was there would be no benefits to coming back to 2020. But is it a relief sort of to just have it done and sort of be able to focus on, you know, what's next?
Yeah, it's sort of a relief. I mean, that's one thing that's off our plate, mm-hmm. you know. So like I said, we're going to focus on more training, getting, you know, his body ready, getting his mind ready, getting his game ready, even more than the school right now. The school situation is going to take care of itself. We're going to unequivocally go to the school with the best fit and the best roster to win that implements RJ Hampton.
Yeah, I think that's
you know the deal, Dad. We'll have the neck bones, the oxtail, the candied yams. We'll have the cornbread ready and hot for you when you're ready.
You ain't getting that anywhere else. I mean, we're just being realistic.
Not like this.
I mean, like, you might get a lot of other things. You might get great playing time.
There's our pitch, Dad.
But the food in Memphis, I mean, just can't be touched.
Man, hey, check that box off.
You got it. Hey, Coach, I always appreciate
the time.
Thank
you for this.
Man, y'all keep it going, man. Like I said, man, I love the city of Memphis. I'm gonna give me a shirt with honey. Anything I want to eat, I'm putting on the back of the shirt. So when I roll through Memphis, you know, they bring me up. You know, I'm gonna let them bring me up. Like I said, they bring me some collard greens that's on the back of my shirt. They get a pin and check it off.
And you will be showing up unannounced. That's the only condition.
Unannounced, man. I might just come on the trailways and just take a selfie and see who come up to me.
Well, you'll get some action. There's no doubt. I always appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all take care. Have a good one.
You too.
He is Rod Hampton, the father of RJ Hampton. There you go. Obviously, decision not coming, you know, in the next 2 weeks.
That's what I figured. This isn't glued to the signing period. This is something you can wait on. That's what I kind of figured.
But now, again, you know for a fact RJ is going to be in the 2019 recruiting class.
And he also didn't rule out the possibility that this could get done in the next couple of
weeks.
Correct.
So, like anything.
And
like,
again, they changed the time of the announcement of the reclass. So
that's exactly right. So anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yep, there you go. That is the latest there. And you know, clearly loves the city of Memphis. They're going to move here. That's interesting. Or wherever they end up choosing.
He's told us that before. Where they go, they're moving to as a family.
Yeah, and so you got to love the city as well.
We've had the whole family in here, and one thing we know about them, when they're here, they are comfortable. They know the basketball scene here in Memphis like the back of their hand. They've been involved with this grassroots scene and obviously been involved with Memphis players and coaches for a long time. So comfortability, not a thing that you're going to have to fight here. You're already comfortable. And we're going to have all the soul food ready for you.
No doubt. Lots more to come here on the show, but a good day, no doubt, for Memphis basketball.
Indeed.
A good day for Memphis basketball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.